is not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Hi, and welcome to Underwater Radio. I'm Blizzard.
I'm Cheddar.
I'm Lexus.
And
Domestic is somewhere on the throne.
Domestic.
I am here.
All right.
There we
That is Domestic. And we are on the air with Underwater Radio, episode 2-ish.
Yeah.
Season 2.
We recorded before, but it got messed up severely.
Yes, and that's probably a good thing that we're redoing this, because, oh, man, did we mess it up last time. I guess the audio was probably all right, but we were a bunch of tards. But, okay, let's get things
Today's
going.
Today's secret word is, okay!
All right.
Oh, my God.
A little pee-wee there for you. That was not me. All right, so...
okay.
First off, just starting off with what's going on with Under Fire and the Under Fire Network, we do have a new domain. It's underfire.org. You can get all your Under Fire needs there, all your media, all your... Well, everything we don't have up yet, but it'll be there eventually. Until then, you can get Under Fire Radio, and Shada has a new project out. Which is...
I do. Am I supposed to talk about it, or do you want to?
Well, it's your project.
This is true. Okay. Well, as we all know, there is a company. It's been up and coming for a while, and lately they've been hitting us with all sorts of new things, like, every single week. So I figured, hey, why don't I do a program about it? Because it's content. And you know what? We need filler. Fodder. Fluff, and all that other stuff. So, I came out with G News. Google News, actually. And you can check that out. I've got one episode out. I'll probably be recording another one in the next few days. I might even record one tomorrow. I've got Volcanius, who is actually on one of the episodes of season one.
One of the ones
He's
that
actually
I can't
coming
remember.
Up here tomorrow, so I might record something with him for that.
I still do not remember that episode ever happening.
Man, it happened. Because I specifically remember him talking, or, like, his little rant at the end of the episode. Talking about how he was going to own Bell South or something like that, and tell us how he did it, or I don't know.
Yeah, that's familiar, but I've heard him say that, like, a million times, so. I mean, owning Bell South, that's just normal. Isn't that what everybody does?
Is it sad when that kind of thing's normal?
Well, it's sad when, well, what's really sad is that it's not going to be happening anymore. Because there's not going to be a Bell South anymore.
I haven't heard this piece of news.
Oh, you didn't know that? AT&T/SBC is buying Bell South, the last big RBOC, which is a regional Bell operating company, except for Quest. And that will mean that SBC, AT&T, owns everything in America except for Verizon and Quest.
Wow. I think we call that a monopoly. And I think that's also highly illegal.
Yes, also, Quest owns MCI now, in case you didn't know that. And Quest is, or not Quest, I'm sorry, Verizon owns MCI. Correction, I believe they go by MCI, or Verizon Business now. And Verizon is making bids on Quest, which will mean there will only be two phone companies.
Well, I know they're trying to get some bill in for, like, cable companies to make them split up like they... years ago with that phone company.
Well, that's another thing, is AT&T, SBC, all that, they're trying to make a leap, I guess, back into the cable, because AT&T was in cable years ago, but they're trying to get to cable communications also, so they can cover all of your cable and telephone. That way you have the whole VoIP, internet, DSL, you know, all that stuff included all in one, and they just own your ass, pretty much.
I love VoIP.
Yeah, Vipe's so great. It's doing us some wonders right now. I like the free stuff, though. I like paying for stuff. Yes, I am cheap. Not necessarily cheap as I am poor. Now, did we have...
That was gross.
Did we have anything else we needed to talk about with the show?
We needed to talk about potatoes last time.
I thought it was knee braces. It was definitely knee braces.
I thought it was hot nurses with braces.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a song. Asterisk knee braces and or potatoes.
There's a song by A Perfect Circle about nurses. I don't remember the name of the song.
Well, I'm sure I have it somewhere. Good. I'll have to listen. I'm sure
yeah,
I've heard
the
song.
On
the
computer that came with like 1,000 songs. All legally downloaded, I'm sure.
I legally borrowed the CD.
There you go.
Yeah. Actually, I think
you
know
what?
Oddly enough, I think
I just had a wonderful idea
from the library.
I had an awesome idea right now.
Are you sure?
You know what I'm gonna do?
Streak.
I'm holding
the quad into the gymnasium.
I am right now holding the coolest little thing in the world, and you'll get why that's funny because I'll tell you what it is in a second. I'm going to auction this off on the website.
Yes, we do have a module we can use for auctions.
Oh,
is a bun being so beautiful?
Just so you know, that would be LexisNexis being a tart.
Anyway, so this is the coolest item in the world. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to try and figure out this auction thing. I'm going to put this little tiny computer fan on there.
Computer fan? I bet Nexus will buy it. He's got like 30 of them.
Well, I've got all sorts of cords and everything here, so I might as well just give all the stuff away if you guys want to pay for shipping. Or
well,
whoever.
Speaking of
not you guys,
fans,
but whoever.
Take a listen.
Silent. Awesome.
Stand by your man.
All right, it might not have picked it up, but my computer does. It screams. Ask a Blizzard here.
Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah, it's definitely loud. I thought it was going to cause problems with the recording. Although it does take one hardcore geek to stop a radio show to try to let people listen to his computer.
Dude, it did cause interference on the radio show. It turned everything silent.
Blizzard?
I suppose.
Can you hack a Blizzard yet?
Can I hack a Blizzard yet?
Yeah. Because I talked about doing that one episode in season one, remember?
And you know, I forgot how. However, we were going to go explore some Blizzards today. But we got looking at some abandonment.
Tisk, tisk.
Yeah. Well, I'd been talking about hacking Blizzards, and I was talking with Lexus here. And, you know, all along, you know, I kind of was under the understanding that he listens to our show. He sort of helps with a lot of the admin stuff recently and with a lot of things involving Under Fire. But as I started talking about hacking a Blizzard, which would be an obvious Under Fire statement, he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And then he's like, just so you know, I've never actually listened to Under Fire before. Which made me feel great. So the first time he's listening to the show, he's on it. Sort of, at the moment. He's just sitting here pushing buttons.
Well, the first time I ever listened to Under Fire Radio, I was Shada's co-host because you weren't around.
What was that, like episode 3?
Yeah, episode 3.
I think it was like, I started the idea, we did it, and then episode 2 I wasn't there, and episode 3 I wasn't there.
Yeah, I had obfuscated on the second episode, and then Majestic on 3.
Actually, yeah, on the second one I made a copy of it to CD because my speakers on my computer didn't work. So I played a regular CD player. Like, my sound card went out. So I put it in a CD player, and I went off to explore a building, and I actually listened to you guys do the show while I was in the building, which probably wasn't a good idea because I couldn't hear what was going on, but it was kind of neat.
Sentimental value.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we should probably
All we
move
talked
on.
About were, like, Big Macs and Beastie Porn and downloading songs and stuff.
We were late.
Okay,
you.
So we got a little
not
bit
much
of news
has changed.
Here. Not as much tech news, but we have some not necessarily political talk, but important things
Mine
about
is tech
politics
news.
In America. Here's
Mine
this
is tech-ish.
News. not really
it's
tech.
It's completely tech.
We'll see. But, okay, here's the important, you know, this is some life-changing stuff. So go ahead, and I'm going to turn it over to Lexus now.
Loser.
Okay, yeah, so I guess somehow this falls more into my category of things to read off, which is true because, you know, as I read it, you will understand. All right, okay. Mary Carey, I don't know if you guys know her. She has starred in quite a few videos that I do own. We'll get into that later. Mary Carey, born June 15, 1980, is an American erotic actress. Her stage name comes from the remarkable facial resemblance to Mariah Carey. Mary Carey was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and moved to Florida when she was 7 and studied ballet and dance until she was 19. She graduated in 98 from the Pinecrest School at Fort Lauderdale Private Secondary School, or Preparatory School, sorry. Alma mater,
read the article
grammar,
first,
blah, blah, blah. At 19, she decided to try to join her college dance team. After being part of the college dance team for a year, she tried stripping, which, as we know, dancing always leads to stripping, and that's where Nexus comes into everything. She loved being naked so much that she began thinking about becoming a featured adult entertainer, a.k.a. porn star. Porn star! Do we know a Pee Wee sound clip for that one? Shortly thereafter, she became an established erotic actress, a.k.a. porn star. She has been seen in numerous adult magazines, adult TV shows, adult internet sites, and adult movies. Her years of ballet have paid off. She is flexible, by the way. Not only can she perform well with stage presence and flexibility, but she can dance. She also claims to have never received breast implants and openly discourages their use.
Yeah, well, so did Britney Spears, but look at her.
Well, yeah, but that's besides the point. Now, I don't know if any of you know, but during the 2003 California recall, she was an independent candidate placing 10th in a field of 135. Got beat out by the governator. The governator! He will governate you. Which is actually kind of cool, you know. 10 out of 135, and she's a porn star. Now, she ran on a 10-point platform promising to, number one, legalize same-sex marriage. Number two, tax breast implants. Number three. Oh, sorry. Number three, make lap dances tax-deductible. Now, do you realize that my tax returns would have more than tripled? I repeat, tripled if I could deduct all the lap dances I received in the financial year of 2005? Yeah, I like her already. Now, she was also going to wire the California governor's mansion with live webcams, create a porn for pistols program to reduce the number of handguns, be a goodwill ambassador to attract businesses to the state. I would like to be a business she was trying to attract. Make those drawing unemployment insurance do jury duty for their pay. I agree. Fight the attacks on the porn industry by John Ashcroft, asshole, and the U.S. Department of Justice. Allow bars to stay open until 4 a.m., which in Iowa, if they don't serve alcohol, a.k.a. bring-your-own-beer strip clubs, they can stay open until 4. Also, Illinois does stay open until 4. And address the AIDS epidemic. Now, in April 2005, she was arrested in connection with Lakewood, Washington, cabaret sting operation. She was subsequently made a plea agreement and received 19-month sentence, which was suspended pending her lack of legal problems for 1 year. Now, going back to the whole, she said she discouraged the use of breast implants. Apparently, in December 2005, she lost 20 pounds, got new teeth, and brand new 36D boobs.
He said boobs.
Boobs. She was born.
Hey, say it backwards.
Boobs.
There you go.
Boob? I don't know. She was born June 15th, 1980. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, of course. Oh, where are you going with me? Her measurements are 36 double D, 24, 36. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Got one for you. Come on, you all know that song. Height 5'9". She weighs 120. Eye color brown. Hair color blonde. She is a natural blonde. She does not have her natural boobs anymore. She is bisexual, which I'm all for. And she is Caucasian. Now, in June 2005, she announced her bid for Lieutenant Governor of California as an independent in 2006. She also attended a GOP fundraiser with the president of the community, or the company that produces her porn videos, and announced that she is a Republican. Wow. She's a Republican, and, well, I guess it wouldn't really work that way. We'll just forget I was going to say that in the first place, because it would be the last nice statement to make. Her previous political record, however, it remains to be seen if California will take her candidacy seriously. I'd take her any way I could get her. She would also not be the first porn actress to win public office if her future bids are successful. Italian porn star, Latin Italian. What the hell is the difference? They're all foreigners. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one.
Cicelina, maybe? Yeah, that's about right.
Whatever. Was elected to the Italian, Italian Parliament. You know, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. Really, what you want to look at, go to MaryCarey, MaryCarey.com/bio. Now, this goes on and on about it, and there's a really nice picture of her showing her nice new boobs. And I'm sure there's probably some free content in there somewhere for all of you out there.
Now, one great thing, I saw her in a recent interview, oddly enough, on the morning show, on the Sunday morning show on Fox News. They did about a half-hour deal with her talking about her running for governor and her boobs. And that's not really common for Fox News, so I totally had to check this out. And it's pretty awesome. You know, if you're in California, put your vote out. I mean, come on. If you can have Arnold Schwarzenegger as a governor, you can have Mary Carey.
Putting your vote out? Is that what we're calling it now? The vote? I'm going to go home and play with my vote, I guess.
Yeah, as I've said before, I don't know. I'm swaying back and forth with the issue.
Yeah, something's swaying in there.
Something's... All right. Now,
the jokes were funnier the first time around.
Yeah, they were definitely more funnier, which that sentence made no sense at all. They were lots more funnier, guys. Okay. So
are we heading back down this road again?
While we're on the topic of boobs, you got a little technology for us, huh?
I do. Now, I'm sure we all remember those, the dog tags or the belt buckles with the LEDs on them?
Bling, bling.
Oh, yeah. Well, now they've got a new one. LED bras. Well, I'll just read the article. It's rather short. Seems that once you write about a high-tech bra, i.e. the Warm Biz Heated Bra, yet another useless item, you are forever strapped into supporting such uplifting news coverage. Ha ha ha. So here you have it. Enlighted custom-made scrolling LED message bras, which sell for $500 and up. The LED bra is just one of Janet Hansen's collection of light-up bras and other clothing, perfect for Burning Man attendees. The Shiny Shiny Girls gadget blog appropriately notes that the LED bra might be fashion-forward, but it's feminism backwards. After years of reminding blokes that our eyes are up here, someone's gone and invented a bra that seems to say, "But my breasts are down here," wrote the blog's Star C. Foster.
I don't really need to be reminded, though.
Well, I don't think most guys do. There are a select few out there, Murdoch, but in most cases.
Is that it?
So, yeah. Well, we can talk about the price, because I happened to buy a...
You bought one?
What?
You bought one?
No. I'm sorry, I was interrupted mid-sentence. I bought an LED belt buckle, actually. But that thing set me back about $40.
Bought one of those?
Yeah, man. I saw it online, and I was like, oh, I have to have it. So I pulled my credit card out, and 2 weeks later, it was at my doorstep.
Is this to attract Murdoch's attention to your crotch, or what are you going after here?
Well, not specifically him. I was going for Blizzard
like arrow
more.
Point down saying like,
it was more Blizzard, you see. But, yeah, so if a belt buckle can cost $40, how do you get away with selling one for $500?
$500 LED bra?
Yeah.
Wow.
That chick's pretty desperate.
Yeah, and they're recommending them for Burning Man, which anybody who knows anything about Burning Man, not the place to take a $500, you know, article of clothing.
But
whatever.
But if she's that desperate, I'd bang her.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue.
It doesn't really matter how desperate they are, he'll bang her. It really doesn't matter.
Especially but, people running for governor.
Yeah. Dude, you haven't looked at the picture yet, have you?
Oh, I did, yes.
Yeah. Okay, would you not vote for her?
I would vote.
All right.
Maybe even twice, like Michael Moore can in some states.
We promise Underwater would never be a political show. But some shit's too funny. I don't want to get into the Michael Moore thing because this will become a 2-hour show. All right, so.
So, do you have another article?
Yeah. Do you remember when you were kids, you'd hear stupid things from, like, your teachers and cops? And
don't take candy from strangers.
Yes, don't take candy from strangers. And, you know, there might be drugs hidden in the candy, right? I never found any of that candy, and I fucking looked. I looked all over the place. I never found any. You know, a couple brownies here and there, a couple pieces of chocolate that did special magical things, but they cost me $30. So, no one ever gave me this good candy, right? Well, I got this off the Alternative Press. It says marijuana ring bust turns up drug-laced candy and Coca-Cola. In Oakland, U.S. federal agents busted a marijuana ring were disturbed to find pot-laced candy in soft drinks, potentially tempting to children, officials said. They also didn't learn how to write there, just so you know. Marijuana-infused treats and beverages were seized during a series of raids at indoor pot farms that netted 12 arrests, according to Javier Pena, a special agent for the DEA. Now, confiscated items reportedly bore labels including Stony Ranchers, Munchie Way, Rasta Reese's, Buddha Fingers, Pot Tarts, Double Puff Oreo, Keef Kat, Twixt, Budtella, Puff-A-Mitt Patty, Puffsy, Bong's Root Beer, and last but not least, Coca-Cola. Now, Pena was quoted in saying, in a way, this case sort of answers the question, what will they think of next? And what so many people don't realize is that innocent children will somehow get their hands on these products and think they're just normal candy or soft drinks, and making this action not only illegal, but potentially tragic. Now, the DEA agents began the investigation in 2005 after getting word that Kenneth Affelder was running an Oakland business, Beyond Bomb, that made marijuana candy, mimicking the appearance and mocking the names of popular brands. DEA agents searched all Affelder's. I don't know, I can't pronounce this guy's name.
But they, it looks like it's Affelder.
Yeah, something like that. I always screw it up. The DEA agents searched that guy's home in the town of Lafayette and four warehouses in the cities of Oakland and Emeryville, east of San Francisco, according to DEA agent Casey McHenry. Thousands of plants were reportedly found in what agents described as sophisticated indoor marijuana grows in the warehouses. The plants were seized along with guns and a large amount of cash, according to Pena. Affelder, 39, and others were arrested on suspicion of illegal distribution of marijuana, according to McHenry. Now, one thing I'm wondering about this, are they more mad about him distributing pot candy or the fact that it was made to look and taste like other brands? Was it the copyright infringement or the fact that he had 12 fucking pot farms? Because all they got him for was suspicion of illegal distribution of marijuana.
I think what Pena here is all pissed off about is, you know, the name sounds an awful lot Mexican or something to me. And maybe he's just pissed off that, well, he's growing it inside. He's not buying it from across the border like every other good little grower and distributor.
Well, yeah, if you think about it like that, you're ruining, you know, our American candy, things like that. And I'm sure we import a lot of our chocolate from, like, I don't know, Colombia or something. And then, yeah, I don't know. We import lots of stuff from Colombia, if you haven't heard. And then, you know, it's really, I mean, when I first read the article, I wasn't sure if they were more mad about the pot or if they were more mad about the fact that they were infringing on the patents or the copyrights of people like Reese's with, you know, the Rasta Reese's. And, you know, you got the Buddha Fingers and Bong's Root Beer. And I believe, what was it? You had one that was a favorite, a Puff-A-Mint Patty?
Yes, that was my favorite.
Yes, Puff-A-Mint Patty. Yes. I got to admit, though, I would like to try these. All right, so now that's, you know, pretty messed up stuff, and I'm just wondering, you know, why it's only on suspicion. So send me some hate mail or something about that, because I want to hear what people think about that. You can send that to radio@underfire.org. And Shada,
what's that
you
email?
Got another article? Oh, email?
I do. Yeah, what's the email?
I think it's radio@underfire.org. What's that email?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that? Awkward silence.
He turned it off on me. radio@underfire.org.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that silence was so you could get your notepad out and write it down. Or just start typing the email, a.k.a. hate mail. All right, so Shady, you have another article, which I don't know about.
I do. Yeah, I bookmarked this a few days ago so that I could talk about it, and I totally forgot. I just saw my bookmarks. I was like, hey, cool. Okay, I guess this kind of goes along. I guess this could actually replace your tutorial if you're not going to do that.
Yeah, my tutorial, as much time as I spent doing it, will not work anymore. Because I was teaching people how to do something that I no longer can do. So,
he lost his hand back in Nom. He can't do it anymore.
I lost more in my hand back in Nom, but I don't think we should really be talking about that.
Losing his hand, he can't really exercise his vote anymore.
Yeah, I can't. I earned my rights. I earned my rights to vote, but I can't exercise them quite right.
Anyway, wow, this isn't going much better. So I thought this was kind of interesting. You can check it out at roaminghack.blogspot.com. It's basically a way to cancel your cell phone service without paying an early termination fee. This is taking advantage of your contract, basically. This is completely legal. So, it is pretty neat, though. They go ahead and they show something from Singular's terms of service, so if you have that, you can do this, like, step by step. Otherwise, you're going to have to check your terms of service.
If you have Singular,
exactly how
I feel
long
sorry
is.
For
no,
you anyway.
I don't, but I don't have much better service.
Just whoever does. I had it once. Not again.
But, okay, basically, this is, like I said, a way to cancel without the termination fee, which we all know is, you know, $200, $300, whatever that is nowadays. So, at least with Singular, when you roam, or well, they have taken off roaming, but they still have to pay the roaming charges. They have to pay to rent, like, other towers usage, which an average rate would be about 69 cents a minute. So about a two-hour-long call, it says here, would cost the carrier almost $83. So basically, in Singular terms of service, they say if your service, if 50% or more of your service in a 3-month period is roaming, as in on other companies' towers, they have the right to cancel you, and they will cancel you. So if you were using 400 minutes a month, you could use at least 200 of that each month.
Yeah, you want to know something, buddy? On our first season of Under Fire, whenever I used my cell phone, I was roaming on Singular. Or I had Singular, and I was roaming with U.S. Cellular, actually. So I was racking up about 300 to 600 minutes a month of roaming.
Well,
which they had to pay for.
Company quite a bit of money.
Yeah, we stuck it to them. But go on.
So, yes. 50% or more if your phone calls for 3 months consecutively are roaming, then they cancel you. So basically, you find a roaming spot, or a spot where you're roaming, which you can actually set on a lot of phones, or the newer ones anyway. You can set it to where it will only pick up on external towers, which is a nice little function for this. So do that, and like on a weekend or whatever, just dial movie phone or something and just let it sit there. You know, plug it into a wall somewhere and just let it sit for hours and hours and hours. And they'll cancel you in 3 months. So I'm done.
No. To be honest, I wasn't paying attention for a minute there. Are you saying that the person has to find a place that's roaming, or just set their phone to automatically roam?
You can set your phone to automatically roam. However, if it where you are sitting at this moment is not available roamingly, you can go somewhere.
Yeah. Usually you can change your network preferences and make it so you like leave out your home network. But I'd only know that with Motorola's because, well, I only use Motorola's because everything else just sucks, in my opinion. Which is right.
Yes, I love Motorola.
Or you
if I could marry them, I would.
Oh, sorry. You could find one of your helpful, friendly friends online, ship them your phone via UPS, have them plug it in and run it for, you know, a couple hundred minutes a month, if you really don't want your contract, and let Singular eat it.
Yeah.
Or whatever company that is. But check with your company's terms of service on your contract.
If you really want me to do that, just so you know, my house is always running. And I'm sure I can figure out some sort of donate berserk your cell phone button for the website. I'll use it. Real good. Alright, so is that about it for news and articles and all that jazz?
I think so. I think next we were actually going to go to polka music, though.
Polka music?
Yes, from jazz to polka music.
I didn't get those show notes.
I love awkward silence.
Yeah. I totally didn't get those show notes, but that's okay. Do we have a new format here in Underwater?
Yes, we do. No longer are we talking about technology. We are now straight up polka music, 24/7.
Scuba diving polka music. We are underwater, underground, under fire, but we are not underage. And sometimes we're down under with the segment that you want to introduce.
Ask a Kiwi. However, he's not here at the moment.
Yes.
So I'll have to. We'll have to edit this in.
Yes.
But basically, I've got a friend down in New Zealand who goes by the name of Peter, and we are going. Wait.
Which is totally a nickname.
I might even be able to call his cell phone. You know that?
What I was thinking, however, is that people could email their Kiwi questions.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want to ask them to radio@underfire.org.
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 Let's get Pee-wee to say that.
I think he's a little busy right now.
What's he doing?
Like 2 to 5? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. No, the Pee-wee in the other room, I think, is exercising his vote.
He did mention something about that, and he has disconnected from the call, so we're not going in there. Oh, speaking of, I've always thought it was rather funny. I don't know if you've ever had a fellow geek roommate, but I made an observation a long time back and repeated it to, what are we calling him today? Yeah, domestic housewife. that's his nickname, is housewife. But, I mentioned, you know, once you move in with your geek roommate, I bet you don't talk anymore and you just IM each other. And we found that rather funny. A couple days later, he's like, you're right, we just IM each other. Well, as of today, not only are we IMing each other, we're Skyping each other from room to room. That's way geek.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Not too long ago here, we had 3 different Skypes running in one house in 2 rooms. It's pretty crazy. So I just thought I would mention that. That's, you know, just a little geek observations like that. I make them all the time. And I would like to hear other people's stupid little geek observations, you know. you might be a geek if. Something to that effect.
You might be a geek if you have more computers turned on in your room than you do food in your refrigerator. And it's sadly true right now.
You are definitely a geek if you turn on your computer more than you turn on your girlfriend.
But what if you don't have a girlfriend?
Then you're a total geek.
Then you have a fleshlight.
Oh, no, 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 no. LexisNexis here is a voluntary spokesperson for a fleshlight. And if you don't know what a fleshlight is, well, you have a good pop-up blocker, pretty much.
And in case you do
apparently
have a good
pop-up
blocker.
Apparently I have a good pop-up blocker, so clue me in.
In case you do have a good pop-up blocker, I'll try and talk him into adding a little banner on the website, because, you know. Blizzard says no, I say yes. Because fleshlights are a wonderful thing. I mean, your hand kind of chafes after a while, but the fleshlight never does.
Hold on, I'm Googling this thing.
Basically what it is, it's a
flashlight I gotcha.
Yeah, unscrew it where you put the batteries, but you don't put batteries in there.
It's not where you put the batteries, where the lens would normally be. I'll take pictures of it if you want to see.
We advised him earlier not to take pictures of it, but he did anyway. And he's holding up like a German guy holding up a beer sign at Oktoberfest. And I have a feeling he's going to upload it to the gallery, which can be found at underfire.org/gallery. And you'll be able to find much better pictures than LexisNexis and his fleshlight.
Possibly also gallery.underfire.org.
Yeah, maybe. If we feel frisky.
However, some of us are just tired. It's 11:39. Oh my goodness.
You're a fucking noob.
I know! I'm too young to
It is only 10:40.
You need to
move to a real time zone where everything's centralized.
You just need to catch up with the times.
Lame. You know what?
Our
first run of this episode was much funnier, I think. Alright, so there has to be something else for us to talk about. And I've been seeing a lot. Get that robot out of my face. She's trying to attack me with a robot.
What kind of a robot?
I don't know, about a 12-inch tall one? Wait.
You know, folks, sometimes I thank God that I'm in a time zone away.
He is he's a very big and very white robot. Ask Berserk.
No comment.
He's scared. He saw the brain earlier.
Well, what really bothers me is its bright red head.
Are we talking
staring
about a dog?
At me. What? No, it's like a big white dude robot.
So right, back on
subject
show. So yeah.
All right, so I've been looking around a lot of forums and stuff because. Little do most people know that I have nothing to do. So I spent a lot of time looking at forums and things, and you'll know if I'm one of the ones flaming you. One of the things I keep noticing over and over and over again is people asking questions about wireless, wireless hacking, war driving, war tagging, wireless routers, wireless, just wireless in general. And I hear all these various answers about various things, and I was thinking we could try to do a kind of catch all about wireless. And we got about halfway through it last time we recorded this show an hour ago, but it got all screwed up. Not due to wireless, though. I blame that completely on Windows. 100% on Windows. Because, unfortunately, we're using Windows for the show today. I apologize, people. It probably sounds less free and, you know, working. But I'm going to go ahead and let Lexis here blab on about wireless for a little bit. And you should ask him questions, Shada, because we only have one microphone.
Okay. What is wireless?
I'm going to slap you with my robot.
Now, why would you want to do that?
I will be uploading a picture of my robot to the gallery, so you can all enjoy my robot. Wireless is basically a way to eliminate the wires from your home networking setup. Blizzard here knows all about that. There's no wires running his house.
I am not allowed to run wires in my house.
They threaten to beat him with the wires if he runs them. It's sad. But, basically it takes the Ethernet out of the equation. You can run your Ethernet over the airwaves, which is kind of cool. It's also opened up a whole new community of your war drivers.
That sounds bad.
Oh, but there's more. They can land you in jail.
What? Tell me more, Lexus.
Basically what happens is you Kloobies out there. Yes, I borrowed a word from Tron. You can Wikipedia that. Yeah, he's not using it either. He did land in jail. Other reasons we won't go into. But if you... Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of... Just Google for Tron, TR0N. But if you're using Windows and NetStumbler to go war driving, you're just asking for trouble, because the way... NetStumbler actually gathers that information. It relies on Windows to physically connect to every network it sees and then go and report it to the GUI interface. So you're, in essence, connecting to every network, committing, unlawful access of a information source, which I know here in Iowa, it's an aggravated misdemeanor, which isn't so bad, but it's bad. It could earn you jail time. The way that is preferred to do it is go to Google, search for Auditor, AUDITOR, is a bootable Linux live C that will run on most laptops. It comes with Nopix. Nopix is the best. The best. Oh, yeah, sorry, Kismet. I haven't slept in approaching probably 40 hours now, so excuse me. Kismet, it includes Kismet, which is the best possible... war driving software out there. All you little NetStumbler losers can flame us and hate mail us at radio@underfire.org.
That is radio@underfire.org.
But, yeah. My robot's moving on its own.
Well, you see, Lexus, now you have to ask yourself a question.
What's that?
What would Chuck Norris do if his robot was moving on its own?
He'd probably roundhouse kick it to the head.
Okay.
I know exactly what Chuck Norris would do. Chuck Norris would call the real man, and that's Nick Ford. The Nick Ford at thenickfordtrend.com.
Okay.
Right.
All right, anyway.
Thenickfordtrend.com.
Anyway.
Coming soon.
Instead of relying on your crappy, shitty Windows to connect to every access point as it sees it, it simply sniffs the packets out of the air and displays them on the screen. So you may not actually get all the information possible on a network as you're driving by at 60, 70 miles an hour like I like to do sometimes. Give me that pen. I just pulled the pen out of a grenade in Blizzard's hand here, so he may be occupied for a while.
I can't cast my vote now.
Use the flashlight.
This still needs a hand.
Or you
pocket pussies and grenades do not mix.
Lexus, you could hold it for him.
I hold anything. Anyway,
Murdoch would.
But like I said, Kismet will allow you to just gather whatever you can see that's in the air. My setup, actually, you're gonna laugh. Actually, everyone laughs at my setup for war driving. I have a...
What the heck?
See, everyone laughed. I have a Toshiba Satellite Pro 420 CDT. I said 420. Got a minute? All right. Anyway, it's a 420 CDT, which is a 100 megahertz Intel system with 40. Yes, count them, 40 megs of RAM. And in that, I have a Cisco LMC 350 card. which is my preferred card. It supports dual external antennas. And with that one, I have personally found in the neighborhood of probably 4,000 to 5,000 access points. Now, there are a couple things to do with those access points you find. Personally, I just upload my data to Wiggle, WIGLE.net. Again, WIGLE.net. It's kind of a cool spot that graphs all the various.
Now, does that Wiggle have anything to do with casting votes?
Sadly, no. But, well, if you're a real geek, it could.
I don't think I want to see that.
What Wiggle does is it builds statistics on wireless access points. You know, how many out there are webbed, how many are totally open, how many are factory default. And just displays them in kind of a cool way to do it. It has maps and this and that. Another thing people do, it's called war tagging.
What is war tagging?
Thank you. what war tagging is you're sitting on the microphone cord, Biz. I don't want to stand up because my legs are tired. Biz, Blizz, Boatcaster, whatever. All right, anyway, war tagging is where people go around and they find factory default routers. Every router that you get from the, you know, right out of the box, it will work wireless. Actually, most of them have the wireless turned on by default. But they all have a very easy-to-guess password. And what people will do is they'll actually hack it or, you know, access that router, easy as can be. Here, put the pin back in that grenade before you blow everybody up. Yeah, I actually have a grenade on my shelf. But they will log in and change the SSID, which don't ask me what that stands for because I'm too tired to care right now. To whatever they want it to say. I know there's a couple around here that, for some reason or another, say owned by NNC.
Owned, actually.
Yeah, P-O and then the W with the slashes.
It's a service totally set candy. Identifier.
Yeah, the service identifier, yes, thank you.
You're
welcome. Yeah, the SSID has changed. And the thing is that most home users, if they actually are using the Wi-Fi with Windows, they'll never notice because Windows will pop up and, oh, we found the new network. Click OK to continue. Okay, we click OK. Grandma's online checking her her bestiality porn. You know, they don't really care. And so this is kind of just a game with all the, you know, war drivers and war taggers out there. They run around, find these access points, and tag as many as possible. I've actually had ours tagged here in the house. My Linksys got tagged, which I thought was kind of funny. Yeah, the home of Nexus, who never bothered to put a password on his router. Yeah, I got tagged.
Where did you get tagged to, Lexus?
I don't want to mention.
Why don't you mention it anyway, before we sick Majestic on you?
What's he going to do? I have this.
A robot? Oh, yes. The taser. The infamous taser, which was introduced in the episode last time we recorded.
And it keeps him at bay, too. It keeps him in his little hole in the back. Oh. That came out so wrong. Actually, dead serious. My router was war tagged to Klubi.
That's awesome.
Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. It was war tagged to Klubi. I laughed, I giggled, and then I passworded my router. I mean, but the important thing here is, people, you know, if you got, you know, wireless running, if you're not using it, turn it off. There is an option in your router to turn it off. If you are using it, use some sort of encryption. I know WEP isn't the best. You can break WEP pretty easily, but it keeps the casual idiot out. And, you know, going on and on about, you know, security, it's been said a million times. The last show, I actually went in on and on about what routers to buy. What I'm going to suggest, if you're an enthusiast and you want to play with a router, go find yourself a Linksys WRTGS. All right, you want to look for one that's free version 5. Now I have that note somewhere. If I can find my cell phone, it's actually in my cell phone. Ha! I found my cell phone.
You geek.
Yeah, Well, I keep information on my cell phone because it's usually on me. Sometimes up my butt, but that's a whole other topic. If you look at the bottom,
are you going to put a picture of that up too?
You want one?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, I won't. Okay, but if you look at the bottom, there'll be a little sticker. It'll have the serial number. What you're looking for, if you want to modify your router in any way on those GS routers, is a serial number that goes from CGN0, it's Charlie Golf November 0, up to CGN5. Do not get a CGN6 or 7, because they actually changed how everything runs now, so you cannot modify the routers in any way. In other words, they pwned us.
My foot's asleep.
All right, sir. Are you done with that? Okay.
He's done.
Well, I had a couple of questions about that, actually. One of the things I see people ask quite often is, you know, all right, so I'm out word driving, you know, I got information, you know, I can, let's say I pull up to LexisNexis' house and I see his Klub ESS ID, and it's all like, please to hacks me. What can I really do with it? I mean, I can use his internet, but I mean, can I get access to its files or anything like that?
It all just depends on the router they have. A lot of the routers out there right now will not allow you by default to access the internal computers that are hooked up to the LAN from the wireless side of it all. A lot of them will, though, and so you could actually access any of the computers on the network. And if they're running a totally default router, there's a good chance you're going to find some computers in there with no antivirus or firewalls. And, you know, Grant, you could go have some fun, but that's just not legal or ethical. So I'm not going to go into it, because as we all know, I'm totally white hat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mostly just white skin, though. Mostly just white skin.
He is known to wear the occasional white hat, though.
And a big red head.
Yes. One question that I might have.
On a 12-inch man.
What? Well, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but I got his robot doing the moonwalk now. So that's pretty awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I've got a question to ask about
Blizzard is playing with my robot right now.
It's doing the moonwalk.
It's talented.
Okay, what was your question?
I have a question. Let me ask it.
About what?
I'm going to.
Do it.
About Wi-Fi.
Oh. Well, here.
All right, well, put them on.
What?
Hi, how are you? I've got a question for you, bro.
What's up?
So let's say me and my homie G-Dogs are out doing the W-driving thing.
Aight.
The sheezy? Well, let's say Wheez finds a network, and Wheez wants to print on Zap printer. If it was, you know, a network printer. For show?
For shizzle.
How would us G-Dogs Fashizi printing on this printer?
Well, my home skillet. It just all depends on what you're running for an operating system. With Linux, it can be a bit trickier. But normally, if you're running Auditor or one of the live CDs, it's going to kind of go and help you out with it. You want to run away there?
Auditor is great, by the way. I use that for my Astros box for quite a while.
Oh, hang on. He's playing with my cords now.
Ooh.
Playing with my robot? Now he's playing with the cords.
That sounds kinky.
Yeah, okay. We have probably 30 connectors just to hook everything up to my computer so we can do this radio show. So bear with us. Stuff is kind of jiggling loose. But anyway, with Windows, most of the time, you can just simply go to the printing folder in your control panels and type add a printer. You're enjoying that too much. He's making the robot run into my laundry basket. Okay, it's humping the laundry basket, I guess. But yeah, just go to the printer control panel and type add a printer, and then you would put in the IP address of the said network printer, and Windows should figure it out from there, and then you can print off all the GOATC you want.
Wonderful.
Because we know that's what you're after, G-Dog.
Fashizi.
So that was Cheddar G.
Or is it Lemon Cheddar, Party? Cheddar. Is it Lemon Party you're wanting to print off, or possibly Tub Girl?
No.
More Tub Girl.
We all know when Cheddar, what's his name? Whenever he does anything, you know, if you get that lemon, you got to make lemonade with it.
Exactly.
And if you really listen to the show, if you really take part, you would understand that and laugh.
Well, you know what they
say,
if life gives you lemon, make lemonade. If it gives you tomatoes, make a Bloody Mary.
Oh, Shader just got owned.
Oh. I'm not going to be a crybaby, or I'm not going to be a crybaby. I'm going to be a trybaby.
Oh, no. That's what we forgot to do at the start.
Yes, we did.
Yes, that's Shader's gayness of the week. Which
awesomeness.
He changed in the show notes to Shader's awesomeness. Because I stupidly let him edit the show notes after I did them.
Because I'm a man, you see.
I'm surprised we can make sense of my show notes.
Hey.
No. You said you are the man. I think you're going out with the man.
What I do in my spare time is none of your business.
Oh, sweetie, stop it. You know, it's funny. As soon as you start talking about gay, he goes grabbing for that microphone. He's just like, oh, give that back. That's awesome. So I wonder how we're doing on time here.
I don't know.
Looks like we're getting about there, about time to actually wrap this up. So there was a little bit of content, which you might not understand. We probably just lost half our listeners, all four of them. Basically,
we want you to send
hate mail. Whatever it is that you like, we probably hate it, so tell us about it. Tell us how we're wrong. Tell us how... Linksys sucks, War Driving's cool, War Driving sucks. Tell us who you're casting your vote for.
Also, hit on the fleshlight.
We'll just leave this fleshlight thing alone. Unfortunately, the gallery is an open domain, so he's going to do what he wants with it.
I also have control over the domain and hosting, so yeah, good luck getting me out.
Yeah, they could just not go, but I'm not going to suggest that. So I'm going to promise that it probably won't be there right now, while we're recording. But
afterwards, we can never, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't predict the future. But, all right, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
What? I don't talk. I'm just here for comic relief.
Oh. All right. Okay, do you have any shouts or anything?
Oh, those, yes, I have those, yes. Well, since it's almost midnight, I'm not actually going to shout them. But I will say hi to my mom and the guys at Geek Love Radio.
Tell her thanks for me.
The guys at what radio?
Geek Love Radio.
Oh, yeah, those guys are all right. They live by us.
Yes,
sort of. We're right in between them. We're like in a GLR sandwich. Yeah, we're
right.
Totally the Geek Love sandwich.
Anyway, so who else is online? Let's see here. And all of our listeners, I suppose. And I think to Lexus for hosting us this week. And everybody else, just, they're not important.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to Wicked Radio, WIKD, up in Wisconsin. They're doing some pretty cool pirate stuff over there. You can listen to their stream at wickedradio.org. There's something else here I was going to shout to, but never mind. I don't want to do that. Basically, to all of our loyal fans, keep on listening. Droops over at Infonomicon, Hacker Media, all the Hacker Media people. And, of course, Nexus here. And I guess the domestic housewife, a.k.a. Majestic, and my co-host, Shada. I do want to let you know that this has been a free broadcast brought to you by Underfire Radio. Underfire Radio is a Creative Commons license. This means you may download it, edit it, duplicate it, distribute it, and make fun of it however you please. For more information on your licensing, or on our licensing, visit our website and click some rights reserve button. That website, once again, is www.underfire.org. And if you like the music played on today's show, it's done by Dark Cube, and you can find it at www.detroittechnomilitia.com. And I believe that's it.
This is where we, yeah, this is where we're supposed to put an exit song, but we don't have one yet.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to make us one, we'll try it out.
I'm going to put one on, because it's about, like, white trash dudes in Iowa. And it's so, yeah. That's totally me. So, I don't remember the name of the song, but my friend does it, so I'll put it in my blog. Oh, yeah, another thing. We both have blogs. Mine's biz.underfire.org. His is shader.underfire.org. And you can find stuff that we do there. I put links and things like that from my show notes in there.
And Nexus doesn't blog because blogs are gay.
Hey, blogs make money. In fact, this week I made $35 and some change.
Yeah.
On Google Ads.
For every $30 he makes, we make 50 cents.
Yeah. Which is really sad.
We're making like 0.00002 cents per click.
Yeah.
And if you might wonder why we have ads up, it's because we're fucking poor, all right?
Yeah.
And this shit costs money. So go ahead and donate, click on ads. Don't do it too much or we'll get in trouble with AdSense. But I think that's about it.
Pee Wee Herman needs to say goodbye, though.
Oh.
Is he still around?
Pee Wee. No. The
soundboard Pee Wee.
That's not a soundboard. He's actually hanging out in the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have a studio now, so you know.
What?
I actually looked at studio space today.
And did you come up with anything?
I found some really nice studio space. It's just a lot more expensive than I thought it was. But I'm going to fill out the application for it soon.
Great!
Yes, that's great. Oh, yeah. What was today's word?
Today's secret word is... Okay!
Okay. All right, well, that's been it for Underwater Radio or Underfire Radio. I think it's we're underwater, we're underground, we're under fire, but we're not underage. I've been
I'm
berserk.
Not 21 yet, sorry. I'm Cheddar. Shada.
Lexus.
And we've been...
Domestic Housewife.
We've been... underwater.
Under fire.
We're
under
down,
rain.
Under fire radio,
sky,
that's it.
Under
fire
clouds.
Radio. Alright.
Okay, all right. Cancel.
Bye.
Edit.
White boys can rap. I'm a no good dirty cracker. Ain't no happy. Fuck you, white boys can rap. Well, I'm milk white, yeah, the color of glue. A full-blown pothead since I dropped out of school. And I would smoke and just chill in my bed and daydream about my music reaching the whole world's hip-hop heads. And it ain't never gonna be a white or black thing. And if you listen real good, it's a ride or whack thing. And don't mind my style, cause I'm large and fattening. You shouldn't steal my shit because the skills you're lacking. I'm sacking anyone that runs their mouth. And if my words were books, I fucking build a house. I'm dealing it out to anyone that has any doubts. And if you got a problem with me, I'm 20 and stout. I'm talking about giving your face a slap. An uppercut to the chin will cause a permanent nap. I'm tired of this crap. I'm about ready to cover the map and show everyone. White boys can rap. I'm a no good dirty cracker. Ain't no happy ever after. Homie Yankee white bread bastard. Fuck you. White boys can rap.
Feel the pain as I lay it in your brain. Ain't no way that you can tame. Way too crazy and insane. Try and fade me. Come and take with what you claim. Why you hate me in the game? Is he sent you into shame? Poor baby. Is it all because my color isn't of another brother? But you under duck and cover cause you wouldn't wanna suffer. What a sucker. Show my ass for you to pucker. Chicken clucker, motherfucker. Ain't a muscle you can bust a little buster. Buster, put me underground cause I'm pumping on a clown. And I cuss him up and down. Plus he's nothing but a clown with no loving from his hometown. He didn't know then, but I'ma let you know now. It's not a hold down, down, neck and down, down. I guarantee that you don't wanna fuck around, round. Give me the ground now or I'ma leave you found out with blood spilling out your fucking body like a downspout.
I'm a no good dirty cracker. Ain't no happy ever after. Holy Yankee white bread bastard. Fuck you. White boys can rap. Yeah, I'm the same color as a
sheet of some paper. I'm gonna take your girlfriend home and I'll rape her. Duct tape her, treat her like I'm made from the Lakers. And nobody is safe, not even your neighbor. So save her in case the wiper leaves in your mouth. I'm gonna do my dirty deeds on dirt cheap in your house. I'm smoking your mouth and I'm straight bitting to bounce. Cause I already have my way with your girl, so peace out.
He's about raping bitches. I like razor blades and stitches, double barrel gauges and grenades, and making you suspicious. If this is the place of time, my fist and your face collide. I'm fixing to take a snipe and slice it through both your eyes like surprise. Who is it as I'm pissing in your vision, which is missing now your attention? Call an ambulance position. I'm itching for demolition, very critical condition, plus your hospital admission. I'm smitten with my position.
I'm a no good dirty cracker, ain't no happy. Cracker ain't no happy ever after. Holy Yankee, white bread bastard. Fuck you, white boys can rap.